Log Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
We're going to make it do what it do. That's what it's all about. So if you want to hashtag that, let's make it do what it do. It's all about M-I-W, M-I-D-W-I-D. It's all about making it do what it do. See, it's been long that they started to do so, but we had an awesome show at 1 o'clock today. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We talked about our issues in our neighborhood block by block. And we just focus on them tonight. We're going to focus on the love. It's all about the Love Cafe, and we want you to be a part of the Love Cafe by calling in. Really, truly, truly, our brand is being all about the cafe that all of you love. It is an awesome menu, but truly, truly, let's kind of look at exactly, it's the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. So whatever appetite you have, we want you to go to our menu and check us out, because that's what it's all about. The menu always starts and includes the appetizer, the starter, which is lust. And we move toward our entree, which is attraction. And then the dessert, which is the attachment. And last but not least, the beverage, which is the awakening. So we have an opportunity to get awakened through the idea of touching to someone, sharing something with someone, and being a part of it through love. It's all about love. And we're going to talk about our title tonight, which is Black Love Matters. And I'm going to say that again. Black Love Matters. So what we want to make sure we do, we give you an opportunity so you'll be a part of it. The call-in number for our show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so we can share your thoughts in regards to exactly what's going on. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. You can speak to ask you to give you location, then offer your expertise, your concerns, your comments, or just your questions. That's what we're going about. Now, if you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're also being aired on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL. We also have an opportunity to have 2 devices, but they're working from the same calendar. You can call it with Instagram. We're a partner with Diabetes Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama. We're using their Instagram page to get the word out. So we thank those brothers for just wanting to be a part. We are partners with them. They are one of our sponsors. This Zeta Y Sigma Greenville with the Mountain. And to all of those brothers in Greenville, Alabama, thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you. It's all about you being a part of this and making a difference. They have this saying about this chapter. This chapter down in Greenville is the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Not many can partner to be with a radio station and get the word out. See, that's what it's all about. We're using it as a platform to do all our major programs. God knows He's blessed us with this opportunity. I am a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville. So proud to be a part of that, the membership in there. God has been so good to the point, not only just the brother, I am the president. You see, God is good. He's working with us. But we're using this as an opportunity to partner with an awesome organization, not only WBSW Internet Talk Radio, but Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And that's what it's all about. So we're going to make this thing do what it do. Also, on Twitter, you have an opportunity to check the show out on at the Smith Wave Production, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15, at WBS_Internet_Talk_Radio. And on Instagram, I just mentioned the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Beta Phi Sigma Greenville chapter. Also, we're at the Smith Way Production through Instagram, at Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. You can check all my shows out. And we're proud to see Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, New York has our 400th episode. We're today at 1 o'clock, 401. Now we're on 402. See, that's a blessing right there, to be able to do this and continue to keep the fire burning. We're working through day and night, making sure the word get out through this vessel. But we also want you to be able to go back and check out all our own ministries. You can go and check it out on Facebook, check it out on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, Tumblr, and Blog Talk Radio. We also have a YouTube channel, and that's the Smith Wave Production. Truly, truly awesome. Now, WBSW, with the voice of the Smith Wave Production, Internet Talk Radio, has listeners and watchers in 18 countries. That's including the United States. We're excited because we can't even travel north of the border to Canada unless you're an essential worker. But we're broadcasting Canada. The borders are open. South of the border, which is Mexico. We're heard in Mexico. So all over the world, we are getting the word out. We're thankful for that. So for our 402nd episode, God has been good. Truly, truly a blessing to be able to come before you on an opportunity for 402 opportunities. Yes, I've been on every one of them. God is blessing us, and I'm smiling because he's been so good to us. He just gave us a vision when I was living in South Florida, down in the Fort Lauderdale Sunrise area. And he said, I have something for you, and I want you to do this. He spoke to me when I was in that slum state. And he said, I want you to get the word out. Help our people, grassroots, block by block, neighborhood. Truly, he commands, and I'm doing it. I give him the praise. Truly, it can be done without him. So it's awesome to come from you, coming through this day. I'm so blessed. I'm happy, and it's really time for us to get this show started. We want you to again be a part of the show. You can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and actually the location with the last four of your cell, give the location, and you'll come in. Let's look at Black Love Matters. I don't know what it means to you, but truly, truly, Black Love Matters. And what we have to focus on, we just take that title and look at in our families. Are we moving Black Love? Are we getting away from more or less a lot of our background, where our foundational principles come from? Are we getting away from really, really having Black Love? Then, do we want to continue to focus and better ourselves when we are in relationships that include Black Love, which is something we have to continue to focus on? I have nothing against the choice, anybody, but nothing's like Black Love. And we know it matters. And we're going to talk about how it matters. And we want you to chime in. We want you to call in. But if you're on Facebook, we want you to comment. Share your thoughts on it. You have an opportunity. We have people soon to join us. I'm going to give a shout-out to BJ Jefferson. Thank you, BJ, for joining us. Look forward to meeting you very soon. Thank you for joining us so far. Thank you. I'm giving her a wave. I already mentioned her name. Thank you so much. B, Renee, and Tony. Thank you for joining us as well. It's all about giving up your time, volunteering in kind time to be a part of something. Hopefully you can gain something out of it and take it back. And nourish your neighborhood. Nourish your families. Everything we say is not that truly what we say in gospel, but whatever we say, we're going to speak the word from the pulpit. We will speak the word from the highest mountain. So hopefully we'll get something to take back. It don't have to be everything. There's something to take. As we move forward to Black Lives Matter, we want to talk about the raffle. See, God has been so good. We have had three raffles already sponsored by this radio station, WSW Internet Talk Radio. The first raffle was done on May 31st. That was a three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. We'll take care of the hotel, and we'll take care of the lodging. We'll take care of the travel there and from, and your meals. And the winner of that first trip, that was a raffle on May 31st, was Tara Pickett. You get that right, and she might cut me down if I didn't say it right. Tara Pickett. Our second raffle came on June 30th. And it was also a three-day and two-night. We take care of the hotel, along with taking care of the tax that goes on, you go to travel, and you have an opportunity, if you want a trip, to take care of your own meals as well. The winner of the trip to an opportunity was Jay Wood. We thank you, Jay Wood, for joining us and being the winner of the three-day, two-night, two-lander. Our third raffle happened early at 1 o'clock. We were today raffling off two adult bikes, and the winner of that was Brittany McKenzie Smith. She won it, and that was her cash app that was sent in, and was full, and everybody said, well, you know, that's all these people coming up with my grandson's book. All I can do is let his spin and shake it, rock, he pull out, he's willing, he's so glad to do it. You know, so he's excited about being a part of it. And we're so thankful. Now, our third raffle, our fourth raffle, which is, has already been moved when we started this show because you don't like to be on the camera. But that's all right. And the winner of the third raffle, the fourth raffle, which is the second bike, we're giving away two bikes now. The first one today was to Brittany McKenzie. Tonight we have dollar sign Royal Blue with the number 10. If that's you, make contact with me so I can give you all the details to claim your bicycle, which is an adult bicycle. That's dollar sign Royal Blue with the number 10. Everybody says, why aren't you calling the name? First of all, they're checking the show out. They'll contact me or I contact them and congratulate them. And then on our next show, we'll definitely give you their name. They have to respond. They do have to respond. If they don't respond, we can't do it. So that's dollar sign Royal Blue 10. Thank you so much. And as I look at that list, and I have an idea, this is a member of the Royal White family. Thank you so much for being a part of the check us out through our own partnership station on Zeta Phi Sigma Guru with the number 10. So we look forward to that our fourth raffle and our giveaway. Dollar sign Royal Blue with the number 10. Let's get started with Black Love Matter. See, we always start this show focusing on the Love Cafe. We focus on how it soothes your appetite. Starting looking at love in the acronym, what it means to you, you may have a difference, but we can share what we want to break the acronym of love down to. The L means listening. That's the key to it. The L is listening. I share with, when we talk about fathers being pillars for their children, pillars for their sons, you have to listen first and talk second. Too many times people are, we talk all the time. I'm the parent. I'm the one who's out and know everything. We're not talking about that. We're talking about allowing your child to talk and share things with them. So love is allowing your partner to be able to get a word in. carry that thought. In effective communication, listening is part of effective communication. So we want to talk about that acronym of love in our cafe, in our title of our show. The L is listening. The O is overcoming challenges. In every relationship, you will have challenges. You will have to be ready to knuckle down and put the work in to be successful so you can overcome the challenges. The O also focus on overlooking faults. And we have to understand that. All of us have faults. We have to overlook that. If we're ready to make that commitment to truly, truly be a relationship and a healthy relationship, the O is overlooking faults. The V is valuable. See, the relationship must be valuable. The relationship can't be where you take it for granted. You have to be willing to put 100% in so you can get 100% out of it. So it has to be valuable. Then you have to look at values. All to the point, my values are different from your values. So what we want to do is be able to do effective communication so we can talk about each value so we can come up with mutual values. The next thing is the E. The E is everything. That means you're going to put all the effort to be successful. If you're only going to put 10% in and expect 90% out of it, you're not going to meet the need to need to meet. You have to make sure you're willing to put 100%. I always go to the challenge of most people when they talk about it's 50-50. I don't know what they're talking about dividing property, because you can't divide a heart 50-50. You can't divide my heart, and I can't divide your heart. So 50-50 don't apply to a healthy relationship. 100-100 requires, so you're putting everything in there. If you're not ready to put everything in, don't try to walk the walk or talk the talk. You have to make sure you're focused on being successful. It requires you to be able to communicate. It requires you to be committed. It requires you to connect. It requires all the things for you to be successful. You know, I have three P's we talk about. We talk about passion. How passionate are you going to be about this relationship? That's putting everything in there. Pursue. I'm going to pursue happiness by putting all in there. And the other P is purpose. I have a purpose to be successful. So I'm putting everything in there. The next thing is excitement. See, a relationship, whether it's with your children, with your sisters or your siblings, your brother, whoever it may be, or your parents or whoever it is, you have to put some excitement in your life. See, what you have to do is understand that a dull relationship can't succeed. You can be as straightforward as possible, but sometimes you want to be happy. You got to smile. You got to look at some things and laugh about them. That's what it's all about, excitement. The E also encouragement. See, you got to encourage your mate. You got to encourage your partner. You got to encourage your spouse. See, we encourage them to be successful. You support them. That's what it's all about, encouragement. Then on top of that, that last E, when you put L-O-V-E together, you become empowered. In a relationship, you are empowered by working with your mate, working with your partner, willing to put in 100% to get 100% out. So you have to remember that. See, that's what it's all about. See, love is patient. See, we're talking about excitement. We're talking about valuable. We're talking about overlooking challenges, overcoming challenges, overlooking thoughts. We're talking about listening. So now we're truly, truly talking about patience. You have to have patience, because when you have patience, you see things better. You can only see it through the windshield. It's hard to see through the rearview mirror. Being patient to see what's going to come out of it because I put the work in. See, I want to be kind. See, some people don't understand kind. See, when we talk about kindness,
You got to be ready to give, and you have to be positive. You want to be able to let it project from your internal self. See, that's what love is all about, internal, coming from the inner self. Love is not jealousy. See, we got a lot of people that's jealous of other people, but I still say I love you. You can't love me and be jealous. You got to love me and do what encourages me. You got to love me and help empower me. If you love me and you jealous of me, you're going to try to tear me down. You're going to rip me down from where I am. We go along with what they say we crowd in the town. See, I don't want to see you do better. I don't want to see you do better. See, love is all about seeing you do better, knowing that if you can do it, I can do it. Love is not about boastful. See, you can't be boastful about who you are and what you have. I got these Mercedes over here. I got this house over here. It's 2,200 feet. Oh, but you got a house that's 1,700. You're boasting and bragging for exactly who you are. See, you see, it ain't about being proud. It ain't all about rude. See, you can't get to the point you're so proud that you get arrogant. So you got to remember, love ain't about that. Love is about patience. Love is about being kind. See, love is always about making sure you give all of yourself. See, we got to understand. See, love is truly about helping others. Love is a state of mind. See, love is unconditional. And it's really, really not for everyone. See, that's one of the things that we run into. And we want you to be a part of the show by calling in so you can chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell, my telephone number, then ask for your location, then offer your expertise while you're sharing your thoughts on Black Love Matter. See, love, again, is a state of mind. See, love comes from the heart and the soul. If you're lacking from an inner self love, you cannot project nothing but hate. And see, you are like a hollow hole. You ain't got nothing. It's abyss. You see, abyss was when you was deep and dark inside. See, love is all about having joy inside. See, love brings about light. See, it's a state of mind. It's unconditional. See, you got to understand, I'm thinking what needs to be done because I love you and I want to make sure it works. See, it's unconditional. I'm going to give everything to make sure it works. See, people got to keep that in mind. See, but it's not for everyone. See, we all been in relationships, been in marriages, and they come to an end because you know what? Because love is not for everyone. See, love to the point has got to be reciprocated from that person back to you as you give it to them. If they're not willing to do that, when they show themselves, I tell you right now, my famous thing is run as fast as you can. Because if you stay there, I guarantee you, it's going to be some pain coming up there. See, you know, it's all about, you know, people say love, with love you never give up. But when you already see somebody can't reciprocate love back to you, I would recommend you to remove yourself. I'm all about the 3 L's. That's living an awesome life. It might be challenging. It has some faults. You have some faults. You have some things on the come. But it's all about living, learning, and let go. See, we got to let go. That's what love is all about. See, if you got a problem with that, you're not going to be successful. So it's not for everyone. Love is peace. Is that you? Love is joy. Is that you? Love is happiness. Is that you? I'm asking you that question because you don't see yourself as a peaceful state. If you don't see yourself as a joyful state, if you don't see yourself with happiness, see, I'm going to tell you like this. See, you're going to run into a problem because, see, you ain't happy with yourself. We talk about the traits and the characteristics of a healthy relationship. It talks about self-love. See, when you love yourself, you become at peace. See, you ain't trying to satisfy nobody else. See, you have joy in your heart. See, you have happiness that you're going to take your mind away. See, So you got to understand love includes pure. See, it comes from the inner self. It is truly part of the joy, the peace, and the happiness. See, love is coming from your heart. See, when you love somebody, it comes from your heart and your soul. See, to the point where you have a state of mind. See, I'm facing this from my inner self. Whatever you see, I'm projecting out to you because it's coming from within me. Because you can see it when it's real. See, when people are real, you definitely can see it. So we want you to understand that sometimes love is truly sweet. So, you know, it's all about the sweetness of it. It's all about respect. See, sometimes love is painful, but it's all about coming from the inner self. See, you got to be able to work with it. See, when you function and understand, love is the essence of your soul. Love is the essence of your soul. Love is the essence of your soul. And we want you to understand that. See, too many people don't understand that love is from your soul. See, when it comes deep down, when it comes out, just bubbling out, people that can recognize the ones that meant for you, because God sent them your way. See, they ready to accept you love. They ready to reciprocate that love back to you. See, that's what we're talking about, love. Love is admiration. Love is caring. Love is never subject your partner, your spouse, your significant other to hurt, humiliation, and any form of abuse. You can't love me when you humiliate me. You can't love me when you hurt me. You can do it verbal or nonverbal. You can't love me when you abuse me, when you put your hands on me, if you emotionally abusing me, if you mentally abusing me, if you spiritually abusing me, if you financial abusing me. See, that's what love don't deal with that. See, you got to push that and move that on out of your life. So we have to keep that in mind, what love is all about. See, love is sweet. Love is all about respect. Love about caring. Love is all about pureness. Love is about painful. See, it becomes painful sometimes. See, love is when you want it to be very important. See, we have to understand, love is when what you want is always important. But sometimes love is about something that can never be important. See, that's why love works both ways. See, I can want something to work, and I can want it, but you know what? It might not be what I need. So that other part about love is when what you want is never important, even though you think you want it, but it might not be what you need. And we got to keep that in mind when we talk about the love cafe. And that's what it's all about. See, love is all about truly, some of the deeper commitment. Connected to someone or something. That's what love is about. I enjoy it. I'm excited about it. I'm at peace with myself. I'm happy. So it makes me smile. I'm smiling. See, this is about a healthy life. Black love matters. So let's talk about black love and why it matters. Why is black love a thing? That question I want us to talk about. First of all, it's the action of being proud of your heritage. Truly, truly of your culture. Proud of having a unvanished pride along with it. See, you're so excited about who you are and whom you are. See, black love is a special kind of love. See, some people have the tendency to kind of not experience that when they was young. So when they get to age, black love may not matter to them. But the truth of the matter, See, black love is a special kind of love due to the black experience that you have and the things you saw and was modeled for you. And it comes with its own unique aspects. See, our ancestors had restraint, restriction put on how and whom they could love. We can go back to the 1700s. We can go back to the 1800s when the family was shattered during slavery. The man was sold off. The woman was sold off. So the love they had, a lot of slaves came here married, but never had a chance to see their husband from the time they hit the shores. They were sold in front of each other. So black love goes way back to our ancestors. What we have to do is work on revitalizing that. See, they revitalizing everything else except we're not revitalizing black love in our communities, in our families, in our neighborhoods, block by block. So you said, why is black love so important? Because, see, by understanding why it's so important, the black love is a safe haven inside and outside the world as a black person. Black love is important because you have a safe haven inside and outside the world as a black person. That's what black love, and that's why it's so important. Black culture is a divinely enriched, and to find true love within something out of this world. See, when you find true black love in our culture, it blows you out of this world. It'll blow your mind. We have both grown up in households, and a lot of us have grown up in households seeing our grandparents truly love each other. It has been placed in the last 15, 20 years that we don't see enough of that because we have a lot of homes through those times only have a single parent. But I tell you, whether it's a single parent or both parents, that love is the same for you. You got to remember that love is the same for you, whether it's one parent or two parents. You can get double dose when it's two parents in the home. But the bottom line is that one parent will show you love. See, I talk about fathers and their commitment to their sons. I talk about one of the most important things is loving your son 100% of the time. Not part-time. I don't care what restrictions generic to make be. You can't see them but every 2 weekends. But the point is you love them every day. So that means if you love them, you'll make sure you see them. See, you're a pillar of it. I'm talking about fathers. That's part of black love. Because we know we got 83% of our black, our home, our single home is led by the pillar, which is our mother. And the mothers are leading us, but they're showing love as well. See, that's black love at its greatest point right there. Because mom loves her children. And she loves her partner, her spouse. She loves that individual. So it's important that we understand black love is so important to our safe haven inside and out. Come on now. We're going to talk about why and what is black love and why it matters. See, we got to understand what is black love matters and why it truly, truly matters. See, we got to remember the love that allows for support within the relationship, but also of a black child could have otherwise experienced trauma. See, you said, what are you talking about? Love is giving them that support. They'd experience something. We talked earlier around 1 o'clock. So let me tell you what we're talking about at 1 o'clock. And I'm looking and I see my brother. He has found, he has called in. And Julie's going to give him that introduction. It was a doctor I called him. He's a pastor. Hell,
state of Texas. My friend and my brother, Pastor, Dr. Andrew Pratt. Brother Pratt, how you doing?
I'm great, brother. I'm great. I'm so glad that I was able to join you today. And please forgive me for coming in at this time. Just had earlier obligations, but thankful to be able to sit in with you today on this incredible, incredible topic. So I'm going to listen into what you're saying, and if I can add some input that would bless the conversation, please give me the opportunity to do so.
Thank you so much, Brother Pratt. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I was just talking a little bit about why black love is so important. See, I talk about why it's so important because it's truly a safe haven for inside and outside this world. See, we got to understand, we got to operate within that. So the question is, why is black love so important? And if you feel like jumping in right there, brother, you can. Because it's all about, you know, we understand as a culture, that is a part of us. Our title is Black Love Matters. So we got to ask the question, why is Black Love is so important?
If you all right, let me, absolutely. So here's what I would say to that, and I don't know if you had already talked about this, but I believe that black love is important because it creates generational patterns of what we want to see happen beyond our lifespan. If we are setting bad examples in the area of loving our own people, then that is going to be a generational pattern, not a generational curse. A generational pattern is about how we think, how we respond as a result of the way we are thinking. And if we are setting bad examples, then what we do is it produces damaging behavior after that. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I always say this, and this is why we have to really, really be, when we talk about relationships, it's so important to really go through a process of knowing yourself and knowing the person that you're getting involved in beyond just emotions, because trauma and crisis and things that blindside you, you're going to need more than those emotions to be able to sustain a healthy and long and longevity in a relationship. And so therefore, as I've said before, some of the worst parental advice that we can give is do as I say and not as I do, where the generation that's coming behind us is paying attention to what they see us doing. Is what we they're asking themselves the question, is are our actions lining up with what's coming out of our mouth? And if it's not, then there's a confusion. We've got a confused generation when we hear one thing, but we're seeing the people that are responsible for setting the examples for us doing something totally different and excusing themselves from the responsibility of being the example that they're trying, that they should be for the generation that's coming behind us.
And that's awesome, Brother Pratt, because earlier we was talking about raising boys and so they can be tomorrow men. That's truly something you just said. We can identify to see what's going on. And it's not only just applies to boys, but even with our girls. That was a time, and Brother Pratt, you probably hadn't heard of this time, when we had what we call supplemental housing, to the extent government housing, they used to call it. And it came into existence many, many years ago. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it might have been under Johnson, when they come up with what they call projects. And we're talking about, when you're saying black love, and if you're an example to your child, now, I'm not saying it happened in all cases. Some people won't respond like it ain't everybody, because I've seen some awesome people, some very crazy people that grew up in a housing development and come out to be awesome. And a lot of other folks
still doing well. But what, they used to have this so-called generation curse on young ladies. If their parents had children out of wedlock, that means that the girl, the daughter's going to have children out of wedlock, and they still going to be in that same situation where it requires government assistance, what they used to call welfare. You used to call them welfare mothers. See, then you have a generation. It's not a curse. It is something they have seen that may have been successful for their parents and possibly their grandparents. This is something where we need to make sure when we start practicing things, we got to be very careful about what we model to our children. See, that's practicing what you do, modeling what you do, because when they see that, and if it's successful, then they're going to continue to think it works. They don't think inside anything outside. So in black love, we talk about modeling truly, truly loving one another, modeling those things that show true love. See, we forget about that. See, our grandparents and great-grandparents truly, truly understood true love. See, they understood true love to the point that they was able to model for us so we can be where we are now. Somewhere down the line, we lost that ability to understand that we have to continue to do that. That's why they always try to place that so-called curse on those individuals or stereotype those individuals if they young ladies come out those housing developments. First thing, okay, you've been there, your mama had a baby, you're going to have a bunch of babies, you're going to have a bunch of babies, and a cycle keeps going. Now, that's something we have to look at. We have to always look at. I am glad they moved away from a lot of areas. I know in the area I am, from having those block complex. If you know what the buildings are, block buildings. And, you know, they come with the project. And see, they moved to allow people to have apartments or only areas that might be where they can own that area. See, we got to move to doing something different. Our culture will have to do much more than others. And there's nothing wrong with saying we have to do. But when we talk about black love matter, that means we got to work at it. Some people don't want to put their work in. They want to more or less be handed to them. We can't hand you love. Love requires hard work. Love brings about happiness. Love brings about joy. Love brings about peace. But you know what? It's just not going to automatically fall out of the sky. What's going to happen is you got to put the work in. And everybody has to understand. And see, that's why black love matters. So we, you know, we want to talk about what is black love matter. See, it's just totally, when you look at that, you ask the question, what is black love matter? What is it? You said the title is Black Love Matter. See, one of the things I want to say, black love is all about allowing support within your families, your family dynamic, your relationships. See, if you don't allow support and love and to get the joy and peace, you're going to experience traumatic situations. Brother Pratt, you want to kind of jump in? What is Black Love Matter? We talk about how does it matter or it don't matter. Truly, what's your thoughts on that?
Okay, so I really believe that in what you're speaking of, black love is about transferring discipline, principles.
Come on, man.
And the routine of having to understand how to maneuver through struggles in a way that it doesn't diminish the character of the culture.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. See, it's important to understand the nature of why we do what we do so that we understand that the legacy, in other words, we don't want to damage the legacy of what was put there for us, for the next generation to carry on.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to share a couple of things, if I could do it really quickly.
Yes, sir.
And show you something, biblically to share two things, just really quick, if it's okay for me to take the time to do this.
Yes, sir. It's okay.
So after Moses, after Joshua took over leading the Israelites, in Judges mm-hmm. chapter 2, it talks about, verse 6 says, after Joshua had dismissed the Israelites, they went to take possession of the land, each to his own inheritance. The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel. So in other words, there was a generation of people that saw what Joshua did, that saw his commitment to the Lord, that saw what that commitment led to, that led to strengthening not only their families but generations of families. But now watch this. Joshua, son of Nun, verse 8 says, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110, and they buried him in the land of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres and in the hill country of Ephraim north of Mount Gash. Now, here's the important verse. Verse 10 says, after that whole generation had gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
Yes, sir.
Right there shows that, and I remember one time I asked, my wife asked me, she said, why are the kids so different, or why is this generation of separation from the Lord and that type of thing? I said, they're different because the parents are different. They didn't pass on the same traditions and beliefs. The belief system has been watered down to the point where it has not been transferred to the next generation.
Yes,
and
sir.
So black love was something that got diminished in the process of us obtaining more money, getting more freedom, getting better jobs, getting opportunities. Somehow the nucleus of holding the family together, we were too busy. We were bonding together to fight and to have unity and opportunities that were being withheld, that we were not being offered just because we were black. And so now for us to be fighting each other, shooting each other, each other, and then in the next breath saying Black Lives Matter, we have to live in such a way that we believe that by not disconnecting from our own culture and our own race. Because see, here's what it says back in Titus. I go into the New Testament. Titus 2 says, you must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine. This is Paul talking to Timothy, and he's saying, teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-control, and sound in faith, in love and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, verse 6 says, encourage the young men to be self-controlled in everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. See, there it is right there.
Yes.
There it is right there. It shows how the generation was lost, which was back in Judges, and then it shows the instruction of how we have got to set legacy. The older men and the older women have to teach the younger ones how to be self-controlled, how to have discipline, how to be able to serve the Lord. See, once you take, I believe it's John 15:5 that says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So when this new generation comes along that didn't know the Lord and they feel like, well, I don't need God. I got money. I don't need God. I like to party. I like to get drunk, all of those different things. When we see that as really that being our God, then you begin to cultivate a lost generation, which in turn leads to the lack of black love.
Hey, man, that's awesome. I tell you, brother, and this thing about, I want us to reflect. And if you, what do you call, during the time frame, in the 50s and the 60s, born, maybe the 70s, just think about how things actually were. And it was teaching us what we needed to know to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere we got, because I've heard this, and Brother Pratt, I don't know whether you heard this or not, if a lot of our home when we were raised really hard. Sometimes with a high fish. I'm just saying. First thing,
but
I'll take the generation that are older men now, meaning I'm saying the 60s. You know, the first thing we said when we got to be adults, I ain't gonna raise my children like I'm here. So it didn't do me bad, but the purpose, there was a disconnect because we wouldn't do the things and we could adjust what we did. It didn't have to be, well, you know, they grab anything and they can discipline you. But you could have been still, I think when we disconnect, we forgot about discipline. We try
right.
to disconnect ourselves from what we encounter as children. Then we got to deal with our children, and we disconnect from what, it wasn't the ideal of getting the palette, I want to say a palette, whatever you want to call it, or with it. It was the idea of the message that comes along with it. See, I used to, you know, parents used to tell us, Brother Pratt, you may remember this. They used to say this. They always said, it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
I heard that. And I'm like,
absolutely.
As I got older, like, did I actually believe that it's going to hurt? No, it hurt me. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
but
that's right.
But the message behind what they were saying was letting you know that this is to work toward correcting your behavior so you won't
repeat it. And building your character.
And building your character. But what happened with us, I'm not going to raise my child like I was raised. And what has happened with the generation that are now in their 20s and 30s having children? Some of these children, I know I worked in the school system, and I know they come to school. You're talking about the thing that you understand that you learn through your foundational principles of life about respect. See, some of this been lost, and I guess when they said, you know, this is going to hurt me, boy, it's going to hurt you, but it was getting you to let know that I'm getting you prepared for how you need to make sure you use a form of discipline with love. You see what I'm saying? That's what it was talking about. Now, I'm getting a feeling as Brother Pratt talks truly about Titus and when he talks about when individuals got to the point they got away from what was used to. See, we've started a new thing now. See, that new thing is operating at a level of lack of understanding. So what has happened to our culture? We said black love that our grandparents had, black love that our great-grandparents had, black love that our parents had, it's not the same because it began to be diluted. Once it got diluted, then now we leave our children of the 2000 not understanding what to do and what's right and wrong. You know, Pat, I'm just trying to get them, pull it out and try to relate it to them. this corner. If you want to jump in right here, you can. It's awesome.
So here's another thing that I think is important to us as a culture. We already know that we are faced with an uphill battle. We know that. Just out the gate, it's an uphill battle. Therefore, we have to be more of a proactive culture than being a reactive culture. And see, let me explain that. When we are divided as a culture, if you're already being oppressed, being discriminated, being treated differently, just because of your culture, just because of your race, and you're also not unified, you have put yourself even further behind the eight ball, because when we get blindsided, it startles us and we don't know how to adjust to that in a way that's going to be effective when we're not unified. In other words, we have to be proactive in the sense of already being in unity so that when these things happen, the diversity and everything that comes in doesn't need, it's like it shouldn't, when it shocks our system, we should already be aligned with each other to respond. But if we're fighting each other, it takes us a minute to adjust. In other words, we're being reactive instead of being proactive. We need to be standing in such a way that we're being in a preventive mindset and a unified mindset instead of walking in a reactive, divided mindset with each other.
Exactly. And Brother Pat, I'm glad you brought that up, because it seems like, and I can say this because I've heard this being said outside of our culture, seems like everybody else knows that we are more of a reactive culture instead of a proactive culture. No degree of disagreement, but what you're pretty much saying is that, and I'm going to give you a prime example. And we know we're going through all struggles, and people got to realize we can just not start going through struggles social justice-wise. We've been doing things with struggles in education, and we always stay going. You know, I tell you, I come to a time frame, my early years of schooling, I was in a segregated school system because segregation was in me. We've been struggling. Even when we managed to get in integration, we're struggling, and we're still struggling. We're at post-integration. I'm going to say post, where the schools now have went to back to a form of segregation. But we're still struggling. And I think we have to be ready to do as other individuals and couples do. They always say that I'm just not going to name the culture, but when we're asleep, they're making plans. Truly, I think what's happened, we can come up with some of the greatest plans, but they always say we can stick to it. When even during the summer of 2020, we had Black Lives Matter. I heard on many of the majority talk show, because I listened to all of them. The first thing they said, they're not going to sustain it. They will be just like everything else. Now, to me, it bothers me to hear that. That's because it was a reactionary move. It wasn't a proactive move. So I don't know whether that ties in exactly what you said, Brother Pratt, about us being focused on being proactive instead of reactive. See, that's what other people think of us. We always react. We wait for the next event to happen so we can make it major. But we're not doing anything in between that time to make our culture even better. We're talking about Black love, requiring us to kind of pull together and start loving one another, not shooting and killing each other. You know, to me, that makes me think you hate the color of skin that you have. If you could take another person that looks like you, Now, Brother Pratt, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm putting it out there so all of y'all can respond to the call. The number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure you get your line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, telephone number, actual location, and offer your expertise. Brother Pratt,
did
I touch on what you were sharing from my point of view?
Absolutely. 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 Because, see, here's the thing. If we are, just by the mere fact, the way, if we're blindsided by something, and here's the key, if we are blindsided by something, we need to be unified to respond to it. Black love matters is because if we are unified in oppression, or we're unified by being blindsided or a lack of diversity, we're already walking shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, and then we can respond in a way that brings about change. But if we have to spend time just pulling ourselves together and trying to recruit and search for people that will walk with us, if we have been so divided only thinking about, I got to get mine and you got to get yours, but we have a unified force, You know, the Bible talks about how the devil's his army is their legions, which means they're organized. Mm-hmm. They're organized, which means it's not some haphazard way that they attack us. This is methodical the way they come at us. And if that methodical process is coming at us, a force is coming at us, and they're organized, we're already in a place of defeat. We've been pushed back even further on the hill because we're scattered. Can't be scattered. We can't be scattered when a force to attack us. We can't be scattered. We have to be unified to be able to withstand whatever force that comes at us. Instead of we gotta go find somebody that will stand with us.
Yep. Well, Doc, I tell you, I'm so glad you're talking about and sharing this with us tonight. This is Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt, and and even though I'm praying and speaking this in existence, because I know it's going to happen for me. So you just saying that most of the time we're so angry at one another. We're so jealous of one another. And we spend time fighting each other. So when events happen, see, like black love matters because it's all about a lot of our ancestors. It's all about our foundational principle. See, it should be that we got to ask ourselves, or anybody else should ask us, we shouldn't have to have conversations or be on show talking about Black Lives Matter. Because you know what? It is our participation every day that we participate in Black Love. That's every day. It's not a certain occasion. With being shared here, as Brother Press shared to him, about us being proactive. If we love each other, and it's all about love, we understand what love is and what love does, then as an African-American or black person, my love for my family, my love for my spouse, my love for my significant other, my love for my partner, my love for my job, which I have a relationship with my job, my love for my church, where I have a relationship with the congregation and with the pastor. See, that's having love. See, when we stay organized, when we keep our feet glued to the ground, our boots on the ground, we don't have a chance to deal with anything that come about, and we don't have to go and try to gather everybody up. You know, if it was something that I don't want to get so much in what the movement, which is a part of our life, Black Lives Matter. But it was so amazing, Brother Pratt. I know it's getting off the topic, but it's not getting off the topic. It was amazing that it meant so much when they saw people of different color in the Black Lives Movement. It meant so much that we had, oh, we got some white people. And I'm just going, well, somebody's going to get mad. We got some white people here. We have some. Oh, so I know it really means something. That means we're gathered. You know, they just come in. They want a part of the situation before. They want a part of the proactive plan. See, they're part of the reactive plan. I felt like they made the situation more reactive than proactive. Because I'm not saying we don't mingle, we don't communicate, we don't do that. But when we're fighting for our cause, she's talking about fighting for our family. Black love is fighting for our family. Now, you got to be very careful what people are doing. I want you to pay close attention to the many commercials that you see. A lot of commercials that have been with the Super Bowl, commercials that have been throughout our media and our television. No, you're finding more of the couples on the commercial going to be mixed couples. See, it's almost like we're eliminating the Black family by being a part. If they put one on there, I'd be searching for them. And when I see it, I get excited, but there's so many. And some people say, well, Doc, you're preaching. I'm not preaching. I'm just saying the real thing. Real talk is here. See, that's how you divide. That's how you tear it down. Because it's not going to bother you because you are mature enough to understand it. But it has a lasting effect on our children. See, people got to remember, whatever our grandparents, great-grandparents, our parents put into play for us to understand about Black love and why it matters, we have allowed other people and other, you know, media, we allow money to take that away from us. And that's what bothers me when I see all the commercials that I see. I have nothing wrong with interracial couples. Don't get me wrong with that. Don't fool yourself. But the problem I have is I'm all about seeing Black couples on there so our boys and girls can truly see there are Black men and Black women as a family. Because they grew up seeing so many families, which is 80% of our single parents are led by just mothers. See, so you got the 83%. So we got to keep it in mind. We got to understand the master plan. So we got to become proactive. We got to see these commercials. Jim Palmer, Dan Wright, and said, we'd like to see more Black families been a part of that. So it's all being played out. And Brother Pratt mentioned in Judges, as well as in Titus, talk about as we began to be together, that was some separation that came in for the next generation because we lost touch with it. Black love is about loving your family member. Black love is loving your brother and your sister. Black love is about loving your neighbors. See, Black love is all about, I'm not going to take your life because you are just like me. See, you got the same shade. You got the same color. See, I love me some me. So I'm going to love me some of you because you are just like me. You had to walk in the same shoes I had to walk in. See, that's where we have lost that touch. We have lost that brother Pratt. I won't preach no more. I'm going to stop right here.
That's all right. Keep going.
You can go for there. Because, see, I get really excited here because, see, people forget about truly what we're dealing with. We want to push it to the side. We want to say, no, it ain't like that. But you got to wake up. Because I'm telling you, through this pandemic, see, God shut everything down. He said, we want you to be at home so you can be there with your family. See, that's where the time to become proactive with your own family. You have an opportunity to pull everything together. Your children looking up at you. What we going to do during this pandemic? You know, what going to happen during this pandemic? That's when you got to pull your bootstraps real tight. You got to pull your belt and put your pants up on your waist. And you got to say, we got a plan to succeed. And see, where we mess in there, we got a lot of people waiting on somebody else to do something for them. Yes, they handed out billions and billions of dollars. We waiting on somebody to give us stuff. You know, the state's got a lot of money. And I told people, that money may not make it down to your neighborhood and to your rural community. It may not make it down to your block. But you got to realize when they justify, we gave you an opportunity to take hold of this money. But it ain't all about money. It's all about loving one another. And I think we forgot about that. Love is all about happiness, joy, and peace. And see, we have left that alone. See, we're focusing on how much money we can make. See, we're focused about getting back to normal. You know, I ain't said normal. See, it's getting back to the norm. You said, what you talking about normal? We want to get back to being normal. We don't want to make the adjustment because the adjustments were made whether we wanted it or not. We got to realize that some situations changing. We wonder why over millions of people refusing to go back to the job they used to have because they realize there's something else out there for them. In our families, we should realize, I got to love my daughter. I got to love my son, but I got to love him 100% of the time. See, that's what it is. You want to love them part-time. And we wonder why they move in another direction. But I'm gonna end it right here. Because, see, I can go further and further, but I'm not going to do it right now. Because, see, black love matters. And that's what we're talking about. Brother Frank, really, brother, you have shared some things with us. And I want to go back and share some things that Sister Tina shared at 1 o'clock today. Could we not be functioning like we're supposed to now toward black love because we have so many broken people? We have so many broken spirits. We don't feel like we appreciate it. And she said this about our boys that are in the street 12 and 13 years old, but do it apply to everybody? Are we just broken? And we're trying to put our hands in the sand instead of realizing what can we do to pull ourselves out of this. It is coming together, loving one another. That's
one another, absolutely. Yeah.
See, we wait for somebody to give us an answer. There's nobody with a white horse riding into our community and telling you how to love you, something you love. Love you, man. And when you get a mist of who's coming, and when he comes, you don't know. And Brother Patrick was born with that. And when he comes, when he show up, he's going to show up. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you ready? My Lord and Savior. We don't have the answers because we have to truly let God do his work and quit that man determine who we are and who we are. See, I know who I am and whom I am. Do you know what black love really is? Does it matter to you? The black love matters when you know who you are and who we are. Brother Pat, you can take it off right now.
It's so important to understand I think what's really important for us as a culture is to understand the sacrifices that were made for us were not made for us to divide from each other.
That's right.
People lost their lives. People lost their lives. They risked everything that they had for us to be able to carry, to build on the principles that they established. And they didn't do everything perfectly either. But the thing is that they had a purpose in mind to make life better for us as we came into the world. And that sacrifice was not by, that sacrifice was designed for us to live a better life, but a better life in unity. And for us not to do it is a slap in the face of our ancestors, I believe.
Yeah.
You know. And so my feeling about, I think that, you see, we have to remember the causes. The causes that they were after were to bring diversity and unity among all of the races. It wasn't to divide us from ourselves and divide us from other races. Listen, if we should not be cutting each other down based on whether we're light-skinned, dark-skinned, whether somebody chooses to date outside of their race, those things, all of the sacrifices were to bring people together, period, but definitely not to divide us as a culture. And if a person finds, because if a person finds love and unity within their race, here's what's really crazy. I've seen so much discrimination within our own race based on somebody being light-skinned or dark-skinned or living in a certain neighborhood. Those kinds of things are damaging where that's not black love, depending on who's got this gray of hair and all of those kinds of things. That's division within our own culture, And when we are categorizing and discriminating within our own race, we are not showing love to our own culture. And that's problematic. You know, when we group all of something, if somebody says, well, I won't date black women, or a woman says, I'm not going to date black men, that is categorizing all of us because of a bad experience that they may have encountered with that one person, or it could have been a couple of people. But to take a whole race of people within our own race and discriminate each from each other is not creating a pattern of black love. And I think that is really crucial and critical that we build upon what all of those sacrifices were made for us to be in unity. And see, in Revelation, it talks about it. All of the tongue, all of the different races and tribes will be together in heaven. And so God never meant, you know, I mean, it is just really problematic when we are killing each other. We shouldn't be killing anybody. Let me just say that, period.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just killing another human being, just demeaning another human being, because if God intended for us to be children, his children, it wasn't to set aside that we would not love each other. I think it's Psalm 131. It says, you know, when it talks about when the brethren are in unity, you know, how beautiful it is, how powerful it is, how things get done when there's unity. Do you know that it takes, check this out, whether you're doing something really bad or you're doing something really good, it takes a team to do both. To be successful, it takes a team to do it. And if you are constantly bringing division to your own culture or another culture,
come on,
singling out that you are better than another culture, that brings division. It's divisive. And so therefore, it becomes part of a DNA, and as I said, it becomes not a curse. It becomes a pattern of thinking, and it becomes a pattern of behavior, and it becomes a pattern of division.
Come on now.
It becomes a pattern of division.
You hit it on the head. We were talking, and one of the topics was the issues and the solutions.
And can you just share exactly what it is? When it becomes that pattern of thinking, the pattern of dealing with the vision, and what we got to realize that if we continue to hate each other, it becomes not a pattern for you, but a pattern for your children and possibly your grandchildren. Now, how are we going to even climb out of this situation if we not able to understand that we're hating for one another? It becomes a pattern for my children. You know, I live in the $300,000 home. You live over here at the $40,000 home. But we both black.
Yeah.
Come on. And I know people gonna say, well, y'all, but see, we got to realize for individuals, even though you're living in $300,000, they still push you down when you may not be on the same pedestal with them. Okay, you have no more you have. That's the way it is. And we have to start truly, truly changing our pattern of thinking. We have to. That's by really doing some hard work that requires proactive planning. That requires putting something in place and being, as our sister Denise said, be consistent. The consistency of you doing it will help us, help our generation, our children of the 2000. It's going to help us. People realize we have the children about 21 years old, born in the year 2000. And they are adults. This is what I want you to wrap your mind around. You know, we could be here all night on this. And I know Brother Pat was, you know, Love was talking. I knew he was talking all night. But the point is, we can communicate about it. We're at the point of this time that we want to close the show. And we'll revisit this Black Love Matters in another show. Because there's a lot to talk about. We have to unpack a lot. And we want to be able to unpack as much as we can. We want to give a shout out and making sure this person is doing the second mic that we had with, adult mic we have on tonight at the beginning of the show is dollar sign Royal Blue, the number 10, and the young lady's name is Rachel Robinson out of Florida. She won the mic. This afternoon we had Brittany McKenzie. One of the bike out of Georgia. So we're getting ready now for all of the finish. Make sure you get your cash out, PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, any transactional lead you use, get it into me. You're going to succeed in your life. But like I said, we're going to put you in for the raffle on August the 1st, which is a 4-day, 3-night trip to your selection, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax. You do your travel, be your meals. But make sure you get that. We look forward to mine. I don't want to omit those winners of the first two raffles that we had. That was a 3-day, 2-night to Amanda. Amanda, Georgia. We paid for the 3 days and the 2 nights. And the first winner that was May the 31st was Tara Pickett. And on June the 30th, Jane Booth. We thank you all for participating. And we just be elated that you took time to get your cash out and your PayPal and your Venmo or your Apple Pay into us so we can give back to you. Brother Pat, we have about 5 minutes. We want to close and have parting words at this time. Then I want to make sure I want to give a shout out to all of those listeners who took time to check us out tonight.
I would just close by saying that the love that we should love each other and let that love extend beyond just our culture. But let us set an example to be a generational pattern of diversity. And that is loving not only those who look like us, but those who don't look like us, those who don't who don't come from the same place that we are, because it is important. You learn so much when you embrace the cultures of other people, but we should not, under no circumstances, be should there be division within our own races. I'm speaking in black love, in Asian, Hispanic. We should all be not only loving our own culture, but embracing the culture of others. So important, because that's the real world. That's the world that God created.
Exactly. You know, and Brother Pratt, thank you so much. And if you would share Brother Pratt's restrictions, our relationship strategist, relationship coach, and he work with you, you can call your significant other, your spouse, or your partner can call, and he can work with you, set up something in the form. But can you leave your information so we can make sure you record through Blog Talk Radio, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, how they can contact you, Brother Pratt?
So there are two ways. The phone number is 214-609-5807, and my email address is epratt, and that's Pratt, P as in Paul, R-A-T-T, at anextlevellife.com. Epratt at anextlevellife.com.
Awesome, awesome, Brother. Again, thank you, Brother, for being a part of this tonight, Brother Pratt. And I'm going to say, Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt, I just have a ring to you. I like it. So we're going to make sure I'm speaking in existence. It was awesome tonight. We're going to give a shout out to Rachel Robinson. Won the bite, 26 inch adult bite. Then we're going to make sure we give the detail. Our next raffle will be August the 1st. It's a four-day Green Night trip to the selection of either if you select Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. You take care of the hotel and the lodging tax, and you'll take care of the travel along with you. It's been good. God is so good. He's been awesome. He lifted us from where we was to where he wants to be, and we thank him. And truly, what you have to keep in mind that we love you. We truly love you. Because when you understand love, you know how to love. So I ask you to call your family members. Tell them you love them. If you can't call them, just when you see them, they walk in the house, tell them when they walk in the door, I love you.
That's right.
Go and hug them and let them know. That's what it's all about, love. 100% of the time. And that's what we ask you to do. We want to give a shout out to several people, Sierra D, Antonio, we have Viking Chick 300, Sierra Dave, member of Wake Up My Mentor Incorporated, G. Brown, and a looking member of the Blue White family, I'm going to say, Five Year Single Fraternity. Also, a shout out to, and I'm trying to reach over, I want to get it, we got time, Yvette Smith, my biological sister, Tanya S. Johnson, thank you so much. I'm trying to do it quick enough. And thank you so much for joining us. It's been awesome. We got 90 seconds, and we want you to make sure you get the cash out, man. Get all transactions in. You're truly, truly a part. And I'm gonna, as I close out, like I always do, my next show will come on Monday at 7:30. Talking real to you. Have an awesome rest of the night. And truly, truly, I want to say this to you. Truly say this to you. Our hashtag is hashtag responsibility. Hashtag is one life matter. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag mindset. Hashtag keep on running. Hashtag make it do what it do. And last but not least, as I close out, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. I'm going to give a shout out to Inspire_2_Inspire_1920. She just joined us. Remember, Sanctified Babies, you are incorporated. Thanks to the brothers, the Trinity Brothers
Nationwide Sigma Chapter down in Greenville, Alabama, 586 fraternity has been a sponsor here. I'm going to say good night to you. Love you, and I'm saying good night.